بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we'll have class number 26 in the spiritual clinic, class number 15 in the answered supplication, and class number 5 in the believe in Allah's decree, with the title of today, with every hardship there is relief. Today inshallah we will continue to learn in details the Quranic rules related to hardship. Inshallah today we will learn 4 Quranic rules which are a great source of hope, peace and reliance on Allah. Today, inshallah, we will start by learning from Surah Al-Sharh, Surah number 94. This is the first Quranic rule in the class of today. We will read from Surah Al-Sharh, Surah number 94. We will read verse number 5 and 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. Verily, with difficulty there is relief. Verily, with difficulty there is relief. In these two verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us the following rule. Hardship never comes absolute without some ease accompanying it. When your burden became too heavy, be sure that Allah will lift up your heart and relieve the sting of hardship for you. These two verses, verse number 5 and 6 from Surah number 94, they are a message of relief and comfort to every believer who is sure that at the time of hardship there must be an ease around. That is to say, he must keep his spirit up as he is sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the ease close at the time of hardship. That is to say, hardship never comes absolute without some ease accompanying it. Let us try to know more about the meaning of that hadith, of that verse of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us this Quranic rule so that our spirit at the time of hardship will not be always overburdened by the hardship. Our spirit at the time of hardship, believing in the rule that there is ease accompanying the hardship, our spirit will escape to the feeling of the ease. That is to say, our spirit will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling on him with sincerity. Actually, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of hardship is a great source of relief for the spirit. Dua during the hardship is a cause for relief, a feeling of being more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great source of lifting up the heart. During the time of hardship, be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making some of your affairs more easy for you. But it is our problem that we only concentrate on the hardship and we only occupy our spirits with the hardship. We don't have a space in our spirit for the ease because we are not close to the Quran and we don't know the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As believers believing in the Quran, we must believe and send the message to our spirits. My spirit, at the time of hardship, look for the ease. It is there. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 5 and in verse number 6 from Surah number 94. If every one of us at the time of hardship try to look for the ease around, he will find it. As I clarified, number one, when your spirit will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the dua, this will cause a lot of ease for your spirit at the time of hardship. When you will have the experience of patience during the time of hardship, patience means acceptance of Allah's decree with no complaining. This will be a great source of relief for your spirit, because as a believer, you know that for every hardship you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great reward. For every hardship, when you live it with the acceptance of Allah's decree and with the feeling of the patience, being patient with Allah's decree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you unlimited reward. As Allah mentioned in the Quran, it is the patience, the half of the belief, which supports the spirit, causes its relief at the time of hardship. Insha'Allah, after the month of Ramadan, we will have detailed classes about patience. But as for now, we must know that patience is one form of the relief at the time of hardship. I will mention now a story to prove to every one of us that verily with every hardship there is a relief. Verily with every hardship there is a relief. Actually, this is a story of one of my colleagues. She was a medical student, and she was in the final exams for the medical school. And during these final exams, she had a car accident. And because of that car accident, she was admitted to the hospital for about 2 months. These were the 2 months of the final exams of the medical school. And actually, every one of us was looking for completing the medical education and becoming a physician. As for her, she was in great hardship because she had that car accident, which it looked that it will not allow her to appear for the final exams. But Allah said in the Quran, verily with every difficulty, or verily with difficulty, there is a relief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to put any one of us in hardship for the sake of causing pain to the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us with hardship so that it will be clear on the Day of Judgment who is the true believer and who is not the true believer. It is all with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that with every hardship there is a relief. For my dearest colleague, it was the relief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the professors in the faculty of medicine, they decided to excuse her from most of the practical exams, and they decided that she must have a very simple exam at the bedside. It was that she was actually graduated with honor degree, and everyone was visiting her. Everyone was showing her the feeling of affection and mercy. All the students and all the professors, all the people working in the hospital. She was visited day and night with her colleagues and with the nurses, with the professors, with the medical students, those whom they know her or they don't know her. Everyone was sympathizing with her. Everyone was giving her a hand of help. Everyone was giving her a feeling of love and support. And she actually lived the feeling of the ease during that hardship, which is a car accident during the final exams. It was the ease of the spirit. When the spirit feels that, Oh Allah, you are the most merciful, you give me the feeling of the support, the help, the love, the peace. from everyone around me. And alhamdulillah, she was graduated, and she was graduated with honor. And alhamdulillah, her treatment was successful. After 3 months, she was completely normal. A physician with honor. And she has actually a post in one of the best hospitals in Egypt. And alhamdulillah, after 6 months, she was engaged to a very pious physician, one of her colleagues. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of my colleague and my dearest friend, actually, it is a proof that with difficulty there is relief, and also it is the proof of the other Quranic rule, which we will learn today in Surah At-Talaq, Surah number 65, verse number 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا. Allah puts no burden on any person beyond what he has given him. Allah will grant after hardship ease. Again and again, it is the meaning that tough times only means that the time of ease are near. For the sake of Allah, my dearest sisters in Islam, always send to your message, to your spirit that message. Nothing remains the same. Nothing remains forever. After hardship, there is ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, the morning light after the stillness of darkness. Let us always remember the story of Prophet Ayyub the patient, who lost his wealth, health and family. He lost everything, but out of Allah's mercy for that believer, strong believer, Prophet Ayyub, it was that after that great hardship, which lasted for more than seven years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for him ease after the hardship. Allah cured him completely and replaced him with family members. So let us all live the reality of the Quranic rules, which the Lord of the heavens and the earth are sending to us in the Holy Quran, to help us, to support us, to guide us to the right way to handle the hardships in our life. It is the belief that verily with difficulty there is relief, and after difficulty there will be a relief. Again and again, let us always reflect on the statement, nothing remains the same. Everything in this life is in a flux. This means people in health will soon face illness. People in illness will soon have relief. Most changes in life are following the Quranic rule in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 140, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And so are the days, good and not good, that we give to men by turns, that Allah may test the believers. In this worldly life, we must believe that it is a test, and in the test there are hardships, but they are not forever. This is not the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that verily with hardship there is ease, verily with hardship there is ease, after hardship there is ease. The believer will live in the belief and in the feeling of the ease, not the hardship. When someone will have a great hardship, but he is a true believer, and for example, I become very sick, for example, and my dear sister come and visit me, and they tell me, Mona, we are so sad for your condition that you become very sick and ill, I will respond and telling them, no, my dearest sisters, for the sake of Allah and for the sake of yourself, remember these Quranic rules. Verily, with hardship there is relief. Verily, with hardship there is relief. I am living in the area psychologically. I am living psychologically in the area of relief. I am feeling your love. I am feeling your support. I am more close to Allah. I am more appreciating the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am looking forward for the ease which Allah promised, that after hardship there is ease. And with this feeling, the believer will be living the patience, the beauty of the patience, and will be always reminding herself that Allah is preparing for me a great reward for my patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing for me a great relief. And myself, in reality, there is relief. While I am in this difficulty, I feel again the warmth and the love and the support of everyone around me. I become closer to Allah. Alhamdulillah, still I have a lot of blessings. All these feelings of appreciating of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great relief for the spirit. But this is not only the condition. There is always a relief in reality at the time of hardship. Let every one of us remember this fact. Let every one of us at the time of hardship live at the psychologically at the area of the relief, not at the area of hardship. Let every one of us search for the relief at the time of hardship and look for the relief after the hardship. Insha'Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for every one of us. And insha'Allah, the most important is that we believe in reality in the rules of the Quran, which are the source of the cure and mercy. Again today, inshallah, I will give you a real story related to the Quranic rule Allah will grant after hardship ease. And the goal of that story is that every one of us will be sure that there is ease after every hardship. So seek the relief at the time of hardship. My friend Huda, she was always believing that her husband is not a kind one. She is always looking, because he was always looking for her mistakes, always not appreciating her efforts to make him satisfied regarding the house and the children. This made her to be very close to her mother, as her mother was the source of affection and mercy in her life. Her mother was the real companion in her life. But her mother was an old woman, gradually becoming very weak, diagnosed suddenly as having cancer lung. The lovely mother died in 6 months. This was a real catastrophe and hardship for Huda, whom she was admitted to the hospital for 3 days after her mother's death because she was diagnosed as having nervous breakdown. Returning gradually back to the normal life, Huda failed to adjust living without the warmth, love and affection of her sincere companion, her mother. Gradually, Huda tried to return to her normal life, but she failed. So she decided to turn with all her feelings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never dies. Huda was, before this event of her mother's death, she was a routine Muslima, praying and fasting, but always lacking the depth of sincerity in her relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After her mother's death, it was only Allah whom Huda trusted to direct all her connection to, and with all the sincerity, trust and true belief, she started to have the real bond of sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, which Huda decided to live with most of her time after fulfilling her responsibility to her family. She decided to learn and to look for the truth with the intention to follow it. Her husband noticed that she is improving psychologically, becoming more acceptable to his attitude, even more closer to him and to her children. Huda decided to continue learning the rules of the Quran, promising the Lord, the One, the Eternal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that she will become his obedient servant, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is the source of the light, hope, power, love, peace for her spirit. It was that Huda started to pray at night and to fast more and more and to have the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to fulfill her responsibilities as a mother and wife in the best shape. Her schedule of life and her priorities were all according to the rule of the Quran and a sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the death of her mother, that great hardship and catastrophe, that it was followed by the real ease of and the relief of her life, which is the true and sincere relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and living Islam as a way of life. Again and again, sisters, we must realize as believers that the great relief in our life, the great ease in our life, is to have our connection and our bond and our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full sincerity and obedience. Because when you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the source of mercy, Allah the all power in this life, Allah the only will, when you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all sincerity and obedience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower your mercy with the feeling of peace, tranquility, acceptance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you always feeling the feeling of the relief and the feeling of alhamdulillah, accepting all His decree. So we must appreciate the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must appreciate the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must appreciate being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all these elements are the reality of the ease and relief in our worldly life, because ease and relief is only from Allah, and Allah grants them only to His obedient servant. So if you have an experience with any hardship in your life, and it was that out of that hardship you become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become more sincere in your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truth of the worldly life is more clear to your spirit, be sure that this is the source of a belief, the source of the relief, and the source of the ease, and that you are the winner of that hardship, because you win the most important gift in this life, which is the true obedience, love, and sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second Quranic rule which you will learn today is related to the belief in Allah's decree and the hardship in our life, is mentioned in Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 17. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. And if Allah touches you with harm, none can remove it but He. And if He touches you with good, then He is able to do all things. In this verse of the Quran, we believe that it is only Allah's will that can save you from any hardship, and also it is only Allah's will that is the only power in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing our spirit to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that we must turn our hearts only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can remove the harm from our life. We must know that depression, which is the feeling of sadness without being able to improve the cause of the gloominess in life, actually depression happens because of a feeling of helplessness, a feeling that you are not in control. Depression equal to a feeling of myself, I am not in control of the affairs in my life, so I can't change them to what I like, so I am living a life which I don't like, I don't agree for, I can't control, I can't change, I don't want this life, I am a depressed human being. But believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one in control of all the affairs, this will make the believer to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to relieve any form of a hardship. So again and again, depression is now the disease of our days. Most of the people are having some forms of depression. They are upset, they are not talking, they are lonely, they are not eating well. Actually, they are crying with no reasons, okay? And all of this because they feel that they are not in control of their life. Again and again, my dearest sister, this worldly life is only a test. Test run by the controller of all the affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a true believer in Allah and as a believer whom I learn this Quranic rule, if Allah touches me with harm, none will save me except Him. So I will turn all my heart, spirit to the one who is in control of all the affairs. I will tell him that I know, O Allah, that you are the one in control of all the affairs. I will cry to him. I will pray to him. I will talk to him saying, all admiration belongs to you. If good comes to me, it is from you. And if an affliction harms me, it is only you who can save me. I submit to you. Immediately, when you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the depths of your spirit, O Allah, I submit to you, this is the true cure and healing for your depressed spirit, because you connect your spirit with the source of mercy to that spirit, the source of healing to that spirit, the source of cure to that spirit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I submit to you with full the sincerity, immediately you will feel the mercy of the most merciful in the depths of your heart. You will feel that your heart is full of the feeling of hope, peace, tranquility, calmness. You will feel immediately that all the worry, sadness and loneliness will be out of your spirit. All that happens to you because you turned your heart to the correct direction, to Allah, the controller of all the affairs, the most merciful. So again and again, my dear sisters, if we want to solve our problems in this life, we must learn the truth. The truth is mentioned in the book of the Creator of the heavens and earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the book of Allah, the Holy Quran, the source of mercy on the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in many verses of the Quran that all the affairs are only up to him, and that also he is the most merciful. So the believer must turn his spirit immediately to the controller of all the affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must submit to Allah. We must trust Allah. We must rely on Allah. Not to rely on ourselves, not to rely on our friends, not to rely on the powerful people, not to rely on the shaitan, no, to rely only on the only one, the one, the controller of all the affairs, is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, my Lord, Allah, the most merciful. And this is the cure and the healing for the spirit when you connected with the one who creates it, when you connected with the one which the spirit believes that the only Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, my dearest sisters, if any of us is having any of the symptoms of the depression, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, I will discuss the topic of patience, acceptance, and depression in details. But as for now, for the sake of yourself, tell yourself, myself, don't be upset that you are not in control of your affairs. Myself, this is the best of you. There is only one who is the controller of the affairs. He is the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us submit to Him. Let us love Him. Let us have trust in Him. Let us rely on Him. And be sure, myself, that He is taking care of you more than you can imagine and more than you can know. Because myself, He knows, we know not. He has the will, we don't have a will. He is having the wisdom, we don't have the wisdom. We are just a handful of dust, and He is the Lord of the heavens and earth. All praise to Allah that He is the controller of all the affairs, because He is the only one up to His power, up to His knowledge, up to His wisdom, that He can control our affairs in the best shape. Again and again, sisters, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is sending to us these messages of truth, of hope, of power in the Quran. These messages which we are learning in the verses of the Quran over these classes which are related to the belief in Allah's decree. The more you believe in Allah's decree, the more you become thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is the controller of all the affairs, because He is the only one who knows the truth. He is the only one who has the wisdom. He is the only one who can choose the best for us. Be always thankful to Allah that He is the controller of the affairs. Get out of your depression believing that and sending that message to your spirit, my spirit, I don't want to control any affairs because I don't have any knowledge, I don't have any wisdom, I don't have any will. Let me rely on the controller of the affairs, the all-knower, the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me feel the peace and the tranquility in the connection with Him, my Lord, the only one, the eternal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, now we will learn another Quranic rule, which is the source of mercy and cure to the spirit, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 157. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Who afflicted with calamity say, truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we shall return. We must believe, my dearest sisters, that no material reward, power, or health, whatever is promised here, actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, can be equal to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse of the Quran, verse number 156, is teaching us that when every one of us is afflicted with a calamity, we must say, truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we shall return. In verse number 157, Allah said, on such people blessings and mercy are bestowed by the Lord. Such people will be the rightly guided. So again and again, the reward for those whom they believe that truly we Allah we belong, truly to Him we shall return, Allah will not reward them any material reward. Allah will reward them the blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, sister, we have a pause on this, actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, on this verse of the Quran. Truly to Allah we belong, and truly to Him we shall return. My dearest sister, I hope that with all the classes which I am having with you related to the belief in the unity of Allah, Allah is the owner, Allah is the creator, Allah is the unknower, Allah is the controller, Allah is the only will, Allah is the only power. Okay? So to whom we belong? We belong only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah owns us. Allah creates us, and we will return to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking for His mercy to save us from the hellfire and to send us to the paradise. So it must be clear in our spirit that I don't own anything in this life. I am owned with all what I have by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I only belong to Allah because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my creator, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who in reality owns all the life and owns everything on the earth and in the heavens. So believing that I belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the calamity easy for me, because this calamity is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will make for me an outlet from it. So long I am believing in Him, I must say to myself, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will return to Him. Let us learn a supplication, which is actually an answered supplication for every hardship and disaster. This supplication is, we belong to Allah, and to Him shall we return. O Allah, reward me for my affliction and give me something better than it in exchange for it. Again, I will mention now an answer supplication for every hardship and disaster. Whenever any one of us actually is facing a hardship or a disaster, he must immediately say, we belong to Allah, and to Him shall we return. O Allah, reward me for my affliction and give me something better than it in exchange for it. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for your affliction and will give you something better than it. Inshallah, now at the end of this Quranic rules of cure and healing to the spirit at the time of hardship, I will mention a verse of the Quran which must be actually the way of life and the way of the belief in Allah's decree. It must be a declaration of the belief in Allah's decree. Allah mentioned this verse in Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah number 9, verse number 51. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our guardian, and in Allah let the believers put their trust. It is Allah, the guardian of the believer. It is Allah, the one who ordained everything. When you believe that everything is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time Allah is your guardian, Allah will be the one to take care of you, Allah is the one to make for you an ease from every hardship, Allah is the one to provide you from means you never think of or expect, you will be always believing that so long that this decree is from my guardian, I accept it, and I always will be looking for the ease during the hardship and after the hardship, and I will always believe that there may be a thing which I don't like, but it is good for me. I will be always living any hardship in this worldly life in the belief that so long it is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is good for me, there is ease and relief around, there is ease and relief after the hardship, I am content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have all the hope and the trust that inshallah the ease is around, the ease is very close, everything will end with an ease and relief. Oh Allah, I am looking for your help and support. So how blessed is the believer who is commanded by the Lord of the heavens and earth to put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse is a glad tiding and a message of comfort and encouragement to the believer. In conclusion, let us all appreciate these messages of the Quran, the messages of hope, trust, peace, comfort, acceptance, encouragement, tranquility and support which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending to his believing servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is in control of this worldly life, is teaching us rules from the Quran to help us to realize the truth of the worldly life, to help us to live the hardship with all the feeling and the belief that the ease is around, the ease will be after the hardship, rules of the Quran, which actually is the true help for every one of us, inshallah, during the time of hardship, inshallah, to have the reward of acceptance of Allah's decree, and inshallah, I will stop here because of the month of Ramadan, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, we will continue to learn how to practice these rules of the belief in Allah's decree in our worldly life, in the form of patience, in the form of supplication, in the form of asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The practice of the rules of cure and mercy in our worldly life, we will learn it inshallah after the month of Ramadan. The reason is that I have to stop today in the topic of hardship, the relation between hardship and Allah's decree. I have to stop and to complete after the month of Ramadan, because during the month of Ramadan, inshallah, I always like to have a special topic related to that great month, the best month of the year. Inshallah, this year, because I received a lot of complaints about family troubles and the troubles between husbands and wives, inshallah, during the month of Ramadan, the topic will be around the Quranic rule, which is called Wasulh Khair. Actually, this is mentioned in Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 128. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wasulh Khair, and making peace is better. Okay, the classes of the month of Ramadan will be related, inshallah, to having peace is better, because actually, if we look around, we will notice that actually we are all lacking the feeling of peace in our relation with ourselves, in our relation with our husbands, in our relations with our wives, in our relation with our kids, in our relation with all around us. Peace in our spirits is a lacking feeling which every one of us is in great need of, because you will never have a healthy spirit if you don't live the peace in your spirit with Allah, with yourself, with your spouse, with your children, with all the people around you, and with all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the duty of every one of us to actually try to look for the reasons why we lack the feeling of peace in our spirits. What are the ways of having peace again in our spirits? Because Allah said in the Quran, having peace is better. Let us look for the peace. Let us look for the ways of having this peace from the Quran, from the rules of the Quran. Inshallah, we will learn in every class with the help and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a group and a list of the verses of the Quran which can be the source of peace with Allah, with ourselves, with everyone, with all those whom they around us. We all need this dose of cure and healing and peace during the month of Ramadan, so that inshallah during that month of mercy, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening the gates of the paradise, inshallah we will learn and we will live and we will be having the healing with the feeling of the peace in our spirits, and inshallah we will have a new start with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our families, with all around us, a start which is based on the peace, which is based on the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to send my dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Ramadan inshallah a month of blessing to all the Muslims, a month that we can inshallah succeed with the help of Allah to become closer to the Book of Allah, to become closer to the sincerity with Allah, to become closer with the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become closer with our truth in this worldly life, and inshallah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for me, for my family, for every one of you, and for all the Muslims an outlet from all the troubles and the hardship, the calamities and the problems which we are living in our worldly life, and inshallah to make the relief and the ease and the peace and the happiness, inshallah, the feelings of every one of us. Ramadan Mubarak to all the Muslims, and let me now make the dua, inshallah.